Hi, here comes another outside the box, where what's missing may be as important as what's there. Today's topic is said and unsaid. Someone once declared, "All I know is what I read in the newspaper." Now that person might be pretty smart, but if that's their only information source, there are lots of things they won't know much about. When I looked through a few recent stories in my local daily newspaper, I discovered that many leave out as much or more than what they include. For example, headline and story on November 17, 2011, quote, "Man charged in Utah bomb toss at bank." West Jordan, Utah. A Utah man has been charged after throwing Molotov cocktails at a Wells Fargo branch. Joshua Raymond Townsend faces one federal count of attempting to destroy a building used in interstate commerce. Police arrested the 20-year-old Thursday morning outside the West Jordan Bank, about 15 miles south of Salt Lake City. Authorities said Townsend began planning to bomb a bank about 2 months ago after ordering explosive chemicals. He decided earlier this week to instead use Molotov cocktails. Authorities say Townsend called police immediately before throwing the first Molotov cocktail, which failed to ignite. A second one bounced off a window and ignited a bush, which Townsend extinguished by dousing it with gasoline. Townsend remains jailed, pending a hearing Monday. It wasn't immediately clear if he had an attorney. End quote. This article left me scratching my head. Why was he planning to bomb a bank? It didn't sound like he wanted to rob it. So what was his gripe with Wells Fargo? And why wasn't anything said about that? Or was he someone with psychological problems, with a special dislike for banks? The article took time to explain how he changed his mind about which so-called bomb to use, but nothing about his supposed motive. Maybe that will come out at trial, but we might never know. Why did he call the police before he even threw the first Molotov cocktail? Why did the article suggest he tried to put out a second fire with gasoline? Sounds impossible to me. How much of this story is truth, and how much is fiction? Why was the charge against him, quote, "attempting to destroy a building used in interstate commerce," end quote, instead of arson? Or was that just part of an arson charge? This didn't sound like a typical destruction of property. But without much information, we don't know what it really was instead. There's as much missing in the story as contained in it. I learned later that he was arraigned in early December and will have a psychological evaluation before trial in early February. But we still don't know why he allegedly committed the crime. Nor do we often get to hear the reasons given by those who commit everyday crimes, burglary, arson, drug trafficking, assault. Shouldn't we know why people engage in illegal acts? Do you find yourself scratching your head when you get only a small part of a story from a newspaper or on TV or radio? Does it make you want to investigate further or make you question what you see, hear, or read? I'm Larry Danziger, not giving much credence to stories when so much is unsaid or unwritten.